Thursday had what could have been an ominous start. Riders faced a 4,000-foot climb up and over Independence Pass. Here's one of many folks getting ready at the start area.
My name is Ed Daly. I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I am the motor services coordinator for the event. And when I'm out on the road itself, I am referred to as the regulator.
That's right, the regulator, a.k.a. chief traffic cop. Even though professional bike races are all about pedal power, there's a lot of cars involved, too.
Out on the road, there are almost 250 different vehicles in the race package as it moves down the road, and they actually represent distinctly different groups trying to do something out there at the same time.
Like getting food and water to racers, providing medical care, and not to mention the ever-present TV cameraman. And there's been a lot of drama for those cameras to focus on this year. Riders have been fast and furious every day. Cycling journalist Joe Lindsay was predicting the same for Thursday.
I think what you'll see is another big attack go early on Independence Pass.
And attack they did. Now, covering the event as a journalist can be a little bit of a race in itself. You have to time it just right. If you leave the start too early, you miss the action. Leave late, and the pack of racers will catch you, just as I found out. When I was almost at the top of Independence Pass on Thursday morning, the sheriff pulled me over. A rider named Jens Voigt was just minutes behind me. So I parked and joined a group of 20 spectators on a switchback. Oslo Wright and her daughter Kristen were there. They'd been waiting for several hours, sitting in lawn chairs. I asked why it was worth the wait.
I mean, when you start to watch more bike racing and see what all is involved, it's pretty amazing. It's not just getting on a bike and, you know, the team aspect and how they work with each other. And
we could tell riders were getting closer and the excitement was building. There was the leader. Ahead of everyone else was Jens Voigt, a 40-year-old popular cyclist, and he was barely breathing hard. A little ways behind him, a large pack of riders came up the road with smaller groups and stragglers at the end. I asked Oslo what she thought of seeing the riders go by, and she said it helped her understand bike racing better.
How it works with the cars, the support teams, it's quite the operation. Different than on TV, that's for sure.
Once all the riders had struggled past us, it was like the tables were turned. Now, I was chasing the peloton up Independence Pass. At the top, Eric Grindstaff had an eye-catching costume.
I'm wearing a white rubber Speedo from high school. I got my Don't Tread on Me flag, my Ski Monarch pasties. They said I was showing a little too much. I think it was Jens Voigt was first one up. He looked great. Down the middle of the pack, there were some people that were struggling to get up there.
Grindstaff is from Columbus, Ohio, and came with Denver friends. Most folks at the top of the pass were quickly packing up or already zipping downhill, so I continued towards Leadville with the racers just ahead. But they were so fast, I couldn't make it to the finish in time. Jens Voigt was on fire. Here's NBC announcer Phil Liggett.
41 he'll be on the 17th of September. He's getting his 88th career win, and I would think this will go down as the most popular victory of the year. Well, as he still comes around the corner, Philly's...
German-born Voigt was the first non-American to win a stage in this year's Pro Challenge. As for the overall lead, Boulder rider TJ Van Garderen took back the yellow jersey. Today's route will be a big change from the last few days, with more downhill and less altitude. Racers will start in Breckenridge and finish in Colorado Springs. For KSUT Public Radio, I'm Elise Thatcher.